You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach, Bulolo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's just past 10:30 and time for our DIY feature with Sean Anderson from Anderson Improvements. Good morning, Sean, and welcome back.
Good morning. Yeah.
It seems like forever.
It's been a busy time, end of the year, getting back in action. So, we haven't stopped.
Yeah.
But, today we're going to look at preparation for winter. So, people, this is the right time to start getting that house ready for winter, and how to make your house warmer, cooler, insulated, protected from the elements.
I think that's a good point, because I'm sure I'm feeling the cold. It really dips after the sun goes down.
And the rain is coming.
We
got a month and a bit, and then I think we're in the thick of it.
And I think on Saturday this weekend, I think rain is upon us as well.
We have a bit of rain on Saturday.
Yes.
There's simple things that people can do, and then more complicated things that need to be.
So let's put it out to our listeners. This is your chance to ask questions on 072-447-8044.
Cool. Yeah, we'll start from the top. Let's start from the roof.
Okay.
Have a look at your roof condition. What is the condition of the roof looking like? If it's a tiled roof, have a look for any cracked tiles. Be careful walking on the roof, or put someone that's competent that can walk on the roof safely. And often the tiles get little hairline cracks or cracks in the tile. Either repair them or replace them. Have a look for big gaps, for gaping holes around the fascia boards, around the edges, anywhere that can let unnecessary weather or water or penetration. So, starting from there, if you've got a metal roof, have a look at all your roof screws. Often the roof screws start to rust, and then sometimes they let water in.
And that's something we don't think of.
Roof screws are what basically holds your roof down. So, especially near the coast, if the people didn't use the original proper roof screws, then you can have issues. There are ways to insulate that or waterproof those roof screws, either by using a mastic or polyurethane sealant, which would go over each screw, or you can use a bandage effect, sealing of the roof screws. So, and then, with the metal roof sheets, have a look at the condition. If you got rust, treat the rust. Roof sheets. Normally, only paint is a last resort. If you have the money, then replace the roof sheets. But that's another cost that a lot of people. But depends on the condition of the sheets itself.
Yes.
If it's too far gone, then we'll say rather replace. If it's just a surface layer of rust, you can actually brush that off, acid wash brush, and sugar soap the roof, the entire roof, or even sunlight liquid, get all the dirt off, and you wash that down, and then you would use galvanized etch primer. It's a yellow primer that's meant for galvanized metal or any metal, and then two top coats of a good roof paint. Ideally, that the better quality that you can get, the better.
Yeah. So you use a roof sealant and roof
the primer is very important.
Is primer very important?
In fact, the cleaning is very important. So if you don't do the proper cleaning, nothing's going to stick properly to that roof. So that's the first step is to get the actual.
And then going back to the tile, Sean, you say if it's cracked and replaced, it's not always often that you can get the same roof tile.
There are places, if you hunt around, and you can even approach a lot of the roofing companies, and they keep stock of all these different profiles. So if you're looking for a profile and you can't find one, try and phone your local roofing companies or any roofing company, and then they might even come out and replace it for you at a minimal cost. Most times you can source these roof tiles.
All right. And what can you do if you've got gaps between the tiles? What should one do? Yeah,
first, have a look. There shouldn't be big gaps between the tiles, but if there are, you can, for short repairs, use a spray foam, expanding foam, and then you can waterproof over that
okay.
to close up the gap. As I say, ideally you want to just replace broken and cracked tiles. Water will come through there. And as I said, with the roof sheets, with the metal roof sheets, have a look at your screws. A lot of the older roof sheets had nails. They didn't use screws. They used, they call them safe top nails. It's a ring shank nail. Ideally, you should actually swap those over to the new threaded screw, the proper roof screw. It will pull your roof sheets nice and tight and also lasts a lot longer.
Yeah, so it's kind of rust-proof.
It has got a special coating on the screw that prevents it from from rusting. The old nail screws have got a plastic cap that often falls off or breaks off, so then your thing's exposed, your screw's exposed over there. So again, check for any holes, cracks, and with the metal roof, get it treated, get it painted. If there is one bad sheet, then try and replace the sheet that's a problem. When you have valleys, we call it valleys on the roof, make sure those are all clean and not full of leaves and
so
dirt.
So what is that? Is that like gutters?
When you have shapes on the actual rooftop. You have like dormers or we call it ridge flashing or anything that where leaves and dirt can collect. Make sure those are all clear so you don't get a build-up and then there could be leaking.
All right. And how would one maintain a flat roof?
Flat roof, good point. Most flat roofs will have torch-on application. And what's advised every year or so is to apply a silver coat, which is a bituminous paint. It's a silver paint.
Okay.
And that basically protects it from the sun, protects it from deterioration, from the UV rays. It actually deflects the UV rays. And again, look at the condition that it's in. You might need to give it a bit of a scrub and clean with soap and water, let it dry, get rid of anything that's loose. You might need to do further if you find that the torch on has failed, where the overlap is starting to lift, bring in a company or someone that specializes in torch on. They might say redo the actual roof, the flat roof. Or they might be able to do repairs. And then I would suggest to recoat it with a silver coat.
So now when you have this heavy rain, where does the water go to? Should the roof have a runoff?
So that's the second part. So we're starting from the top. So you got to make sure everything is perfect from the top.
Yes.
Then you start looking at your outlets. So on a flat roof, very important that those outlets and drain pipes are clean and they're not blocked up. Otherwise, you're going to have a flooding flat roof, and that you don't want water sitting on those roofs.
Yes.
So a proper inspection on all your guttering. So check that your fascia boards are all secure and also that your gutters are properly anchored to the fascia board. And
One would never think, for now I've learnt a lot. Thanks to all of you, I've learnt quite a lot, that cleaning gutters is so important.
Yes, people forget about it. You don't think about gutters in summer. It's not something that's high up on your list. And then they come to winter and they wonder why their house is flooding. If the gutter is overrun and it can't handle the water, will backflow or will filter into your cavities or behind the fascia board at times because it just can't cope with the amount of water that comes through. So, and then you can have problems. So definitely a good clean out. Again, soap and water. Give those gutters a good clean.
And when you say soap and water, it's the sugar soap that you're talking
about. Sunlight liquid works wonders.
Really? Sunlight as well?
Yeah, sunlight liquid, warm water, sugar soap, anything, and then wash it down with water. And make sure that downpipes aren't blocked up because you can clean the gutters and then the downpipes are full of leaves and blocked up with debris.
Yeah.
So wash out those downpipes and then you go a little bit further down and make sure wherever the water's flowing to is not blocked up. So check your gullies. You've got to check your water gullies. That is your drainage that's on the outside of the property. If the water's flowing out into the garden area, make sure there's no obstacles blocking it, that the water. Yes. And also for the pool owners, make sure your downpipes are connected to a sock or some form that your gutters can collect water to fill your pool. So that can also help.
All right.
And obviously, a lot of people have their storage water containers. Yeah, that's also
that it can run into the container.
It runs into your tanks, water tanks, which will help during the
Many homes. I've seen many homes with those water tanks.
Yes. All of these things from the external, we can look going further down. Is cracks. Have a look for any cracks in your wall, even hairline cracks. Get them repaired. Get them filled.
And so we're going to do the hairline crack again. Talk about how do you repair that?
There are ways to repair depending on how bad the crack is.
Yes. Yeah.
So you get a micro film, which is a micro fiber film that you can paint onto the wall, and that'll actually hide the crack. I'm talking about hairline cracks.
Yes.
The bigger cracks you have to chop out.
Yeah.
That'll be a little bit more extensive.
Yeah. And a DIY person can do that.
If he has a bit of knowledge or know-how, you have to use a machinery or tools that will help you with that. But there is a process. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you can get your cracks filled up, prevent water getting in, check your windowsills, and your windows. Windows and doors are your weak point.
And you don't think of that, you know. I mean, you just don't think of these things.
Yeah, because on the external of the window, every window frame has got a sealant. It's got a seal. It's normally a silicon or polyurethane-based seal. So make sure that you go around and check that all your silicon and work around the windows and doors are up to standard.
And this can be done aluminium and wood?
Aluminium and wood.
And so it can be both. Okay.
So that prevents water penetrating in there. And obviously the window sills, which is the bottom of the window, make sure there's no big gaps and the water is able to flow away.
Okay, so that should be sort of at an angle there, so it can run down.
It runs down.
Okay.
And you get your window, your glazing, check that all the glass is sealed, the putty work is good, so you're not getting wind or cold to come through there.
This is a lot of work to prep before winter.
Well, it depends on how long you've left your house. Yes, if your house has been maintained throughout, then you can take it from there. Now we look at more internal things that people can do, because now it's going to start getting colder. People bring out the heaters. Fireplaces, very important. They've left the fireplace the whole summer. There's been a buildup of gunk and debris and dirt, and they start a fire, and next thing their house is in flames. So prepare your fireplace.
So how does one do that?
Contact a chimney sweep. Someone that can actually service your fireplace, and let them do a proper clean, proper service. Then you know you're starting off with a clean. A lot of birds nest in these things during the summer. They use it as a nice place to chill. And now you start a fire, and their nest is first thing that goes up in flames.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
never thought of that.
You need to chimney sweep those fireplaces, make sure there's nothing in there, and then you're ready for your fireplace to go.
Yes.
Things that you can do inside, we're doing now lately a lot of insulation in the roof area. So we offer a vacuuming. We vacuum your ceiling.
Yes.
And then we'll lay a carpet that's a thick insulating carpet.
Is this inside?
Inside the roof itself, in the cavity.
Yeah.
So we get rid of all the dirt, the dust that's come over the years, and then we lay a nice thick bed of insulation. And what it does in winter, it keeps your house warmer. In summer, it keeps your house cooler.
It used to be pink. Is it still pink?
You get the pink. They have changed the formula. It's the original pink was Think Pink.
Yes, that's right.
When it had a very itchy fiberglass.
Yes.
They have changed the formula. It's still called Think Pink, but it's not as itchy or effective. It's more synthetic at the moment.
But they've got more effective ones on the market now.
They've got competition with Isotherm.
Yes.
Isotherm is
now, is Isotherm that silver?
It's a green.
Green. Yeah. Okay.
So it's made from a recycled product, but also effective. So either one. There's other products as well, but I would suggest that a household would look at doing that.
And just the cost of this, Sean, is it cost effective or is it
the actual
pricey?
Product is it's a once off cost. I think, you know, if you do the proper vacuuming and your roof and area is nice and sealed, and you shouldn't have to worry about re-insulating for many years.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys, they don't bother with the vacuuming, they just chuck and throw the stuff in your roof. You have to get rid of that top layer of dirt and dust. Right.
So before you do anything, just like you say for the roof, where you're using the soaps and the clean, you've got to clean dust and
off your ceiling boards.
But now, how do you get rid of that? Now, I mean, do you use a vacuum?
We're taking an industrial vacuum.
Okay.
Into the roof.
All right.
So again, make sure guys know what they're doing. Otherwise, you can have
someone coming through
your ceiling.
Yes.
Or feet everywhere. So
has that happened already, by the way?
It happens on tricky roof rafters.
Okay.
That's how the roofs are put together. Some of the spans of the roof are quite wide, but we take in special planks, and the guys are careful. They know how to work.
All right.
But yeah, a good vacuum of the ceiling and then lay it, and that will make a big change on the inside of your house.
Right. And do you get up there yourself as well, Sean? Do you get up there with the boys?
I'm over 100 kilograms, so I just do a quick inspection and
yes,
then I'm out.
And you're out.
Yes, I don't want to be coming through any ceilings. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and going forward, check that your doors and windows are sealed internally with a rubber seal, like a spongy foam seal. Or there's other Raven's got a product that you just put a little rubber trim around just to prevent airflow coming in.
When you say it's a rubber, do you buy it in?
It comes in rolls and it's got adhesive tape.
Right. So it just sticks on.
You just stick it on.
Okay.
And you use it around the doors and windows. It prevents draft. I would call it the cold winter draft.
Okay.
And that will also keep the house insulated. A lot of people use their gas. Those freestanding gas units, that's also effective. But further to that, if you've got exposed rafters, high up, double-story, big open spaces, ISO board, polystyrene board and insulation is also very good. You can fit that between your rafters. So then that also would help with insulation. So
that's a board form?
It's a polystyrene board.
Okay.
It's a light board that comes in a variety of...
Is that popular?
It is popular for insulation. You could double up by using that and the insulation between the roof sheets and the...
Then you would lay that and then you put the green stuff in.
The green, yeah. Then you
the isolation stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, all these little things around the house look at you. You try and get them. You want to keep the elements out and make sure that you keep the house warm.
Right. Yeah. So now we've gone from outside to inside.
Yeah, you've got further penetration of the maintenance on the outside of the house.
Yes.
You know, talking about... Boundary walls also can be a problem with the water, and people don't look at drainage, especially if you've got a retaining wall. Make sure that the water, you got your outlets clean, because with the heavy rain, you get in the garden a buildup of pressure, and that pushes on the wall. And most retaining walls have a repulse. We call them repulse or pipes, drain pipes. And those get blocked up in the summer.
Okay, I never thought of that.
And make sure those get cleaned up. So when we do have that flooding rain, you don't have that heavy pressure on the retaining wall. That's often why a lot of these walls collapse or fall, because they haven't been...
But how do you get to the pipes to clean?
You can...
So you
actually scrape them out from the outside.
Is it okay? Yeah. From the outside.
Yeah. Most pipes would have a cloth or a bittern on the back of the wall, under the ground, and to prevent excessive dirt getting in there. But it builds up, and then you get blocked. Just check all the pipes are, and your drainage around the house. Make sure that your run flow is clear, so you don't have issues with those.
So how does one test that? Do you throw water down? And how does one test if you can't see?
Well, if you have areas that you got excessive flooding, then I would suggest that you install a drainage system. You want to keep water flowing away. You don't want to have your garden in 2 feet of water.
Yes.
That's not ideal. So you can actually, there are ways to dig a trench, put in underground drainage to run the water away, get it away where it can flow out into the road or flow something. Yeah. We have a lot of damage that we inspect from.
All right. How deep do you go down for that?
You just need a fall with the pipe. So we would use a 110mm pipe, a nice thick pipe, depending on the situation. So, yeah, depends on where you're taking it to. A lot of the mountain passes, you can actually use the if your house is on a mountain, you can use the natural gradient of the mountain. So in those cases, you don't even have to dig a trench.
Yeah. You know, we are on the mountain.
Yeah. You can just make sure that you secure the drain pipe to something. And so that you just want to get the water away from your house. You don't want water sitting on your foundations. Because if your foundations are compromised, that's big money.
Yes.
To worry about that. So, yeah.
And what does one do if the retaining walls collapse?
You would have to bring in an engineer, and we would look at a format or a solution
to repair it.
And those solutions are normally quite costly.
Yeah. So that would mean all the retaining blocks would have to be removed, and you've got
to
go back to basics.
Whatever section of that wall was compromised or has failed, we would have to get rid of and start with new footings.
Yeah, so to put that out to our listeners, check all your drains, check your pipes, just check everything.
Yeah.
And these are awesome tips, Sean. Thank you.
And weep holes, you got to check your weep holes are clear. A lot of weep holes.
Where do you find the weep holes?
All around your house. You just take a thin piece of metal or something and just make sure those weep holes are all clear.
The old houses, do they have weep holes?
Yeah.
The newer houses?
Yeah, most of our houses have got weep holes.
All right.
It's a standard form of construction. We around the coast, so we allow for a cavity in our walls. And between that cavity, we have the weep hole, which gets rid of moisture.
So
yes.
Anything else you're going to share with us? We've got 3 minutes to go.
Well, you can look further. Electrics. A lot of people start pumping up the electric blankets, electric heaters now.
And be careful, electric blankets. I get scared with that. It worries me because I know some beds have caught a light. Does happen.
And do an inspection on your you know, anywhere that water can get into your electrical boxes, or if there's water penetration, that can be a problem.
That's outside.
Yeah. So, and just do a good electrical check, especially a lot of pool pumps and areas where water, excessive water comes in, that can cause problems. So.
We've covered a lot today, Sean. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want? You want to share? Give out your contact details.
It's Anderson Improvements. It's 083-316-5752.
So, Sean, thank you for coming in, sharing your knowledge, your expertise, and you'll be back.
Let's enjoy the sunshine.
Apparently rain's coming. Yeah. Thanks, Sean. Bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive. Sunnydale.